Our devotional passage today turns us toward the practical implications of what Paul has been talking about so far in Colossians. What does it mean for the church in Colossae to live as people who have been raised with Christ? It's a question every generation of Christ followers have had to answer, and indeed, it's one every generation should be answering as they discern what it looks like to follow Jesus. I invite you to turn in your Bibles to Colossians 3, 18 through 4:1. Colossians 3. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism. Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven. As Paul turns to the practical, he turns to the most basic structure in the first century Roman world, the household. Now, in the first century, society was incredibly male Roman citizen driven. In other words, if you wanted to be anything or achieve something in life, it was almost impossible to do so unless you were a male citizen of the Roman Empire. Women, children, slaves, they were out of luck. So these rules for the household are household codes in Paul's letters, like here and in Ephesians 5 and 6. They sometimes get Paul in trouble in today's world. Often, people are upset about how Paul defines the roles of husbands and wives in the language of submission, or how he talks about masters and slaves but doesn't call for slavery to be abolished. What is shocking as Paul tackles the Roman household is that he addresses more than just the male, more than just the parents, more than just the masters. The fact that Paul gives these others advice, the wives, the women, the children, the servants or slaves, the fact that Paul gives them advice or agency in how they relate in the household would have been unheard of. You'll notice the theme throughout this passage is that no matter the relationship Paul is talking about, whether it's between spouses or parents and children or masters and slaves, no matter the relationship, it is grounded in our relationship with Jesus our Lord. For any Christian, we live our lives in response to the Lordship of Jesus. It doesn't matter if we're interacting with a spouse, interacting with a child, with a parent, with a co-worker, or with a friend. All of our relationships are shaped by our primary relationship with Jesus. Everything else is impacted by that relationship. It's the Lord Jesus Christ we are serving. It is Jesus whom we serve when we interact with the least of these, as he describes in Matthew 25. Each interaction we have is filtered through our relationship with him. So what are the practical relationships Paul would write to you about? Would he write to you about your family, about co-workers, about friends, church community, random people at the store, other drivers on the road, Matt? In what relationships do you need reminded of the presence of Jesus as you interact with people? Where is God inviting you to more grace and truth, more love and service as you interact with his dearly loved children? Here are our hymn lyrics for the day from Come Down, O Love Divine. Come down, O love divine, seek out this soul of mine, and visit it with thine own ardor glowing. O comforter, draw near, within my heart appear, and kindle it with thy holy flame bestowing. Let it freely burn, till earthly passions turn to dust and ashes in its heat consuming. And let thy glorious light shine ever on my sight, and clothe me round the while my path illumining. Let holy charity mine outward vesture be, and lowliness become my inner clothing, true lowliness of heart, which takes the humbler part, and o'er its own shortcomings weep with loathing. So the yearning strong, which the soul will long, shall far outpass the power of human telling, for none can guess its grace, till love creates a place wherein the Holy Spirit makes a dwelling. Grace and peace to you. Amen.